If you want that new job or promotion, think twice about posting drunk photos of yourself online.
Uh-oh.
Employers increasingly search social media for those types of warning signs before they make personnel decisions. But there is a line they can't cross. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is studying it. It recently held a hearing on the legal implications of social media in the workplace. Commissioner Victoria Lipnick organized the event, and she joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Victoria.
Good morning.
So what was your motivation in organizing this hearing?
Well, at the EEOC, we enforce the federal anti-discrimination laws in employment, both in the private sector and the federal sector. And given the increasing use of social media, both in recruiting, hiring, all through the workplace, and really how everyone is using it, we thought we should take a look at and inform ourselves about what is happening and whether there are any potentials for discrimination.
And so what is your top line finding?
Well, I'd say we're still, this was our first foray into this, so it was very much a listening session and trying to educate ourselves about what is going on in terms of uses of social media. So I wouldn't say that we had anything, any particular finding, although certainly one thing that we saw that came out of the hearing is the potentials for harassment cases, which are within our jurisdiction at the EEOC or something. Given that what people may post on social media and what employers may seek about their postings in social media is certainly something that we're watching.
Tell us what you're seeing in the EEOC field offices and particularly with cases regarding federal agencies. I know that at least one has come before you.
Right. So in our field offices, mostly what you're seeing now, and this applies both in the federal sector and I think in the private sector, you're seeing since this is such a new area, so a lot of this relates to evidence that may be sought in cases, in a particular type of discrimination case, particularly a harassment case. So if someone posts something about coworkers or about their employer, then the employer, if there is a charge of harassment, may seek to get that information in discovery. So a lot of what you're seeing in terms of how the case law is developing right now relates to issues on discovery.
So that means that if you're not connected, you and your employer, in a social media standpoint, discovery means they can get to what it is you post in anyhow?
They may ask for it. It doesn't mean that it sort of depends on if you're in a federal case, what the judge would allow in terms of the employer's ability to get that information. And so that all gets determined. It's all being determined kind of on a case-by-case basis right now.
Because there seems to be the common conception, whether it's true or not, it's hard to say, that employers are routinely requesting social media about people that they're considering promoting or hiring, and that if they find something they don't like, that's the end of it. But is that – we don't really know whether that's
– I think that's evolving. I think that's probably a little bit more myth than reality right now, but I don't think there is any sort of overall good study about that that could tell us how prevalent that is or not.
Going back to the issue of harassment, I'm just curious, what form does social media harassment – take? What are you seeing?
Well, for example, very often in a sexual harassment case, if someone, one suggestion that came from one of the management lawyers who had testified at our hearing said, it's not a good idea to friend your subordinates. And if something evolves into a sexual harassment case, there could be postings on social media that would be some evidence of that. There was a case in the federal sector that the EEOC had where we recognized that comments made by a coworker were potentially on a Facebook posting were potentially harassing the fellow coworker. So those are the types of things that people tend to be a little more, from what we're seeing, think that they're being a little bit more casual in their comments in social media. And, of course, their comments on social media have a lasting impact. They don't go away. It's not like you're just having a conversation with someone.
We're speaking with Victoria Lipnick. She's a member of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And isn't there also subtle bounds that can be crossed with social media? Because suppose you do friend a subordinate or they friend you, or whatever the social media might be, then there's could there be pressure to like what it is they post? And if you don't, it could be seen as some kind of a slight because of the I don't know, I guess you'd call it the online intimacy that seems to be the case in some of these situations.
Right. Well, that certainly could be the case. And I think your point about it being subtle, I guess that, you know, that was part of what we were trying to understand in having this hearing. Well, you know, what are the boundaries to the extent there are any? And certainly that was another point that a number of the witnesses who testified kept making the point that, boy, they're, you know, the line between what is work and what is not work is so blurred now. And, you know, particularly when people are using social media in so many different ways and employers are using social media to recruit people that, you know, it becomes really how do you draw those lines?
And you and all the other commissioners are experts in real life, you know, what constitutes real life harassment or real life discrimination. How does the commission feel about determining whether or not something on social media is discrimination or is harassment? Is it as easy as it is in other facets?
Well, I think, you know, right now, as I said, it's kind of an evolving area. So in any type of discrimination case that is has harassment as the principal element to it, it really is a matter of proof. So the social media that may be involved in the case is just another element of the evidence that would be presented. And, you know, one of the concerns expressed by one of the EEOC's regional attorneys was that, you know, when people find out that, well, wait a minute, what you thought were those private settings may not be private, and, you know, now that you're involved in a case, the employer may be asking to see what those postings were on social media, that may discourage people from really wanting to come forward about whatever case and charge they may be concerned with, particularly in a harassment context.
So it sounds like the case law really is not mature in this area as to whether what happens on social media is public or private, because it's really, if to look at social media from the surface, you couldn't say whether it is public or private.
Yes, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, as these things go through the courts, you see the courts really evolving as to, well, is this something that should be allowed in evidence? Should it not be? How far, you know, how much information can be sought? So, yes, it's very much not mature is a good way to say it.
So it sounds like social media is going to be used or is being used as additional evidence in cases that have another layer. For example, harassment that's happening in real action. I don't.
Yes, yes. But
are you seeing cases, or do you expect that in the future there will be cases where all of this is a social media in the social media realm, meaning that there are discriminations or slights that happen in social media, but that is reason enough for an employee to bring a case against an employer?
Well, that was that certainly could be the case, and I think we're, you know, that's definitely at its infancy. But we did have a case in the federal sector where a coworker said, well, went to his employer and said, look, these postings by my coworker on social media, I think these are potentially discriminatory. And that was a case that we said, well, yes, we think you should go back and take a look at this. So the agency had dismissed it originally, and we said, you know, we think you need to go back and take a look at this. So that's definitely the case. And, you know, again, we're sort of in the infancy of all of this.
And in that situation, or in general situations with federal agencies, are you seeing that they have policies in place to deal with this? And in your opinion, are those policies adequate to deal with the problems or the potential problems?
I think some agencies probably have social media policies in place. I mean, one of the things we learned from our hearing is, you know, employers are increasingly putting social media policies in place, but the contours of what goes into a social media policy are probably pretty wide and varied at this point. And, in terms of what federal agencies have, that could probably be a whole nother hearing in and of itself at this point.
And so tell us what you're going to do next. Do you expect to do more hearings? Are you going to analyze the data or collect the data that you've been gathering so far?
I think that probably if we were going to do anything next, we would really sort of go back and talk to our field offices, see what they're seeing in terms of cases and how they're having to deal with social media and how they have to litigate cases or do investigations, and then go from there. So if we did anything next, I'd say we'd probably do a second hearing, because this really was, as I said, our first foray into this, and really just sort of recognizing the prevalence of social media and that we ought to take a look at, well, what is happening in workplaces.